Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Maria Haddad, and today we'll be discussing the first 7 chapters of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I have here with me Casey Goldman,
hello,
Bree Durrell,
hi,
and Kaylee Wifflin.
Hello.
We have quite a bit to discuss, so let's get started. So we know that Huck has this abusive father, and after neglecting and abusing Huck for years, the father returns to fight in court for custody. What do you think his main motive is? Do you think he has any other motives?
Well, I think that one of his main motives is probably that his wife is dead, and Huck Finn is his son, so he's probably grieving over his death, and he's trying to latch on to the fact that he has this son who's his only family left. And he doesn't want to feel lonely, so he's like, keeps him with him, you know? He doesn't want him to get away the way his mother got away.
And I also think that that's maybe why he's so abusive and he's so violent towards Huck, is because he married this woman, so he had to be in love with her. And so, you know, maybe it pains him to see Huck, you know, being around, because that's kind of his last little reminder. So maybe he takes out his anger or frustration on Huck when he really shouldn't.
I think another one of Pap's main motives is to try and obtain the money that would come along with gaining custody of Huck. He probably wants this money so that he would spend this money on alcohol and guns for hunting and just all the other stuff that he would want being a lonely drunkard in the town.
Both Huck and Jim are very superstitious. However, their beliefs vary in how they perceive the supernatural themes of everyday accidental occurrences. When Huck knocks over the salt, he immediately reaches for the spilled salt to throw over his shoulder to keep off the bad luck. Miss Watson then immediately stops him because she keeps trying to implement the idea of prayer into him. He's just not seeing the point of prayer, and yet he's still doing all these superstitious things to ward off all the bad luck. Huck is also really superstitious when he accidentally kills the spider in the forest. He feels like he's going to get bad luck, or witches are going to come to get him, so he ties up a piece of his hair, and he retraces his steps. He does this to ensure that no bad luck harms him. His superstition is more of a bad superstition and like a paranoid superstition, rather than Jim's, who is a positive superstition.
So both Huck and Jim are very superstitious people. However, Jim's superstitions are different from Huck's. His superstitions are more optimistic. They deal more with nature and a person's characteristics. One example would be how if a person has a hairy chest and hairy arms, they will be rich. Another one he talks about is how the hairball can tell the future. He says that you will have highs and lows in your future, but eventually you will come out on top. His last one is that birds and chickens will fly a certain way when it is going to rain, because they just know the environment that well.
To Huck's childlike innocence, and what are some examples of his innocence?
So, towards the beginning of the story, Miss Watson is having a conversation with Huck when she starts to bring up Moses. She talks about how Moses was a very influential person, but has been dead for a really long time. Huck doesn't really understand how if someone is dead, there's still someone who influences people in their daily lives. Huck even says, "I didn't care no more about him because I don't take no stock in dead people." This shows his innocence because it shows how he may have not really experienced the loss of someone yet, but how people still have an influence on others even when they're gone.
Another way we see his childlike perspective on the world is that kind of just like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like every kid at some point has had this daydream about running away. And so just like that, you know, kind of view that every child has, he has this view that he's mature enough to withstand any circumstances and face the world around him, even though he's just a young kid.
It was really great discussing all these themes with you, like Huckleberry's innocence and his superstition, and the themes and motives of his father. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It was such a great time.
Thanks for hosting.
Yeah, so this has been Maria Haddad, Casey Goldman, Bree Durrell, Kaylee Ruffler. Looks like our time is Huckleberry finished.